This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 12. My name is Tyler and alongside me is Matthias, Bree and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and possibly sharing a quote with us?
Hi, my name's Matthias. I go to Fairfield School and I'm 11 years old.
Hi, guys. I'm Bree. I'm 22 years old and I don't go to school anymore.
Hey y'all, my name's Noah, I'm 23, don't go to school either, and that's all you need to know about me.
I'm Tyler, and I have just finished school.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. I am 17, and my quote for the day is, nothing is impossible unless you make it impossible.
Nice. Nothing is impossible unless you make it impossible. Wow, such a good line.
Yeah.
Is that off like Mission Impossible movie or something?
No, it's just something I came up on the spot.
Nice. You came up with that?
Yeah.
That's your own quote?
Maybe. I don't know. It might be out there somewhere.
Man, someone should check it on Google.
Copyright. Tyler.
Quote that. Tyler on the 6th of November, 2025. What a quote.
Yep.
What a great way to start a podcast episode.
Yeah.
Where are we heading next?
It's time for Never Have I Ever, a segment that provides you wonderful listeners with a window into our lives. This could get interesting, so buckle in.
Agreed. All right. Never have ever. We're going to start with seven fingers up.
Okay.
Because there's seven never have evers. And we'll see if anyone loses all seven fingers.
Me and Noah last episode lost.
All five of them.
So I'm really hoping this doesn't happen today.
Okay. Never have I ever. Number one. Never have ever had a detention at school. Bam, bam, bam.
I'm starting strong.
Oh, Bree. Remain the only one to not get a detention at school. How about that? Not surprising, she was probably a teacher's pet.
I was a bit of a suck up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about you read us the second one, Bree?
Never have I ever fallen asleep in class. I have.
Tyler goes down again. Matthias hasn't.
I did at uni though. Not in high school.
Yeah, I think I've gone close, but I don't reckon I have completely fallen asleep. Number three, Matthias.
Called a teacher, mum or dad by accident.
No, it's a shocker.
Have I?
I don't remember. I feel like I potentially have, but I can't remember.
Are you sure, Matthias? You haven't called Mr. Bates dad? Tyler, you haven't called my uncle dad, Mr. Scott?
Nah. All right, next one. Destroyed yourself on a scooter, skateboard, or a bike?
Yep.
I don't think I have.
No, I haven't. I don't send it enough.
Unless you count of falling off your bike into some very spiky bushes.
That's kind of.
I don't think I've properly destroyed myself, but I did get put off biking for years when I did send it into some trees.
Matthias, you lost a finger, eh?
Yeah.
Were you scooting, skateboarding, or biking?
Biking.
And what happened?
I had like the side thing, part of the road.
Oh, yeah. The gutter.
Yeah. And then like. For some reason, my vision started getting, like, blurry and that shit.
Wow. That's not ideal. Bree and I have a coworker who has destroyed himself on three separate occasions in the last year on a mountain bike, but not me yet. So that's pretty cool. What's the next one? Never have I ever forgotten someone's name right after they told me. So many times I have done that.
Yep. Guilty as charged.
I will not lie. Far too many times.
Yeah, I feel like as a youth worker, me and Noah meet so many new youth at all the schools we go to. We're in like four schools or something. And so we're just meeting so many people. It just sometimes you have an off day and it goes straight through the brain.
Yep.
Okay. Sixth. Never have I ever accidentally liked an old post while stalking someone.
Oh. It's a bit awkward because if you say you have, you're admitting to being a stalker.
I
I mean, hey, I would never.
Yeah, no.
For everyone at home, Tyler did lose a finger.
I gotta be honest. I'm a girl. Like, girlies,
what girls do. Girly activities.
Yeah, it's the girls. Like, what?
I don't think I have. I hope I haven't. Matthias, what's our last one?
Giving myself a pep talk in the mirror.
No.
Nah. No. I listen to, like, YouTube motivationals if I need to be G'd up, you know?
Ugh.
People that, you know, you have that music, dun-dun-dun-dun, in the background. You've only got one show, be like, that song. What opportunity, that song, that would G me up. But nah, don't need a pep talk.
I'm confused.
Songs.
We pep talk in the mirror?
No, I'm confused at your YouTube videos. What are you watching?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you're obviously not on my vibe. That's all G. How many fingers we got left? I still got five.
Three.
Bree's got three. Tyler got three. Matthias, four. Looks like I'm the most normal out of all of us. How fun.
Maybe you're the least normal.
I highly doubt that.
Maybe. Mm. All right. Well, that's us for Never Have I Ever. Next, welcome to Blind Bites.
Yeah.
Again, where our taste buds go on an emotional roller coaster. We've got mystery snacks, blindfolds, and probably a few regrets. Coming up, two foods, one mouth, zero dignity. Let's get munching.
Zero dignity. This is right up my alley. I'm more than happy to try weird foods.
And I'm not, so that's why I've made the weird foods for these guys. And I've prepared some interesting combinations from what we have in our kitchen at work. So I'm going to get that ready. We have three combinations of two foods to try. Yeah, it should be interesting for you guys. So we're going to do one at a time, and I'll bring them over. Here are your blindfolds.
Thank you.
You can't see this at home, but old Noah has just had to relocate to the other side of the room, away from the keys, so I don't get any food on those. Do we need our blindfolds on, Brie?
Yes, you do.
Blindfold on.
Okay, you guys can't see this, but each of these, I've got a tin of, like, muffin little cake tin thingies,
mm-hmm.
and in each one there is two foods, and I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give each person the first food. Matthias, put your hand out. Do not eat it yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, they each have their first food in their hand. Please do not tip it around and spill any, but tip it in your mouth. You don't have to have all of it.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
I can taste seaweed in there.
Mm.
Seaweed's bussin'. It's pretty good.
Any thoughts, Matthias?
I could taste seaweed as well.
I'm going to go wild guess here. Seaweed and broken up muesli bar.
Do I reveal, Noah?
I also tried it, but my taste buds are no good at the moment. I've had Macca's twice in the last 2 days, and I've barely tasted any of it. And so I'm thinking I'm probably no use. I could not taste the seaweed at all. And I swear I had a good piece of it. So I might commentate for the people at home from here on out, because
maybe you have COVID.
No, surely not. But I definitely got the muesli bar vibes, Tyler.
Yep.
Is that your two options?
Mm-hmm.
I'll back you on the seaweed, yeah, muesli bar. And although it was quite, like, if it was a muesli bar, it was really broken up.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a whole piece. So if it was a muesli bar, she smashed it into little pieces, I reckon.
Mm.
Kind of sounded like rice bubbles, but it didn't taste it sweeter.
It's got that sticky texture.
Mm, you guys are partially correct, very, very close. What it was granola and seaweed. So
granola.
Kind of like a cereal. Bar. Yeah, yep. It is cereal. Okay.
That was good.
So, yeah, pop those here. Your next one, I'm going to pass around. Put your hand out, Tyler.
Oh, a wee shake on the way over. And both lads now have it in their hands. I'm going to get a quick geeze.
You can have a look here, Nala.
Tyler's had a wee sniff and he's a little bit concerned.
Salt and vinegar chips.
Oh. This will be interesting.
With Milo powder.
No way. Confident?
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar chips with Milo powder from Tyler. Matthias, do you have anything different to add?
No, I think it's been the same as what Tyler said.
Milo powder and salt and vinegar chips.
Wow.
Are they correct?
Correct.
Ah, well done, lads.
You guys are doing very good at this.
Well done. Some good taste buds.
This one might be
around the table
a little harder.
That last one was actually pretty good.
Yeah. There you go. We can send that to Bluebird. Salt and vinegar with Milo powder. There's a new chip flavour.
Okay. This is the third one.
Oh, get that crunch. Get that crunch up to the mic, Tyler. For those ASMR peeps at home.
Okay.
How good's the crunch?
Dry pasta with icing sugar. That's my guess. I've done too much hospitality.
What do you reckon, Matthias? It's certainly a good crunch. It's definitely not cooked pasta.
Uncooked pasta with sugar.
That is... Tyler got a bang on.
Wow. Dry pasta with icing sugar.
And yeah, pasta with sugar. Yeah, technically,
Matthias
was
pretty much there.
That is pretty much the same thing.
You guys are on fire. Here's our last one, our fourth and final. They've been very accurate so far. A wee shake from Matthias.
Thank you.
Hoping this one is a bit harder.
Okay. Down it goes in the barrel for Matthias. There's that crunch. Can we hear that crunch in the mic?
I think I got it.
You think you got it, Matthias? What do you think?
Go on, Matthias.
I can smell coconut.
No, wait. Yep. Let Matthias go first.
I can't remember the name of the chips, but it's like green packet of chips.
Yep. Tyler, do you know?
I don't really.
Grain waves and coconut?
Wow.
Oh.
Yep, that is correct.
Wow. And that's what you're meaning, eh, Matthias? Yep. Grain packet,
grain waves?
Yeah, well done.
Yep. I can smell the coconut.
I don't really taste anything else.
Yeah.
Well done. You can take your blindfolds off, fellas.
That is incredible.
Exceptional effort.
Man, these guys just must have really good taste buds. I thought that that was kind of going to be hard. But
yeah, I'm glad I stepped aside. My taste buds are not that good, especially not today.
Do you guys want to put those back in this?
Well done, fellas. We'll pack that up so we don't cause any mess in here.
Oh, perfect.
And when we're ready, we'll wrap this segment up.
And that's it for Blind Bites, where the flavors are questionable and the guesses are worse. Big thanks to our brave taste testers. May your stomachs forgive you. All right, team. It's time for Most Likely To. The game where we throw under each other under the bus, all in the name of fun, of course.
Of course, all in the name of fun. Get ready to get thrown under. Most likely to. I love it. It's our first time doing this. I think this will be a lot of fun. First and foremost, who is it most likely to get rich?
I said Noah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Why?
Vibes.
Vibes, love
no
it.
No offense, guys, no offense.
Brie went to St. Hilda's, she's about to say herself.
No, I'm not. I was actually going to say Matthias.
Okay, Matthias.
I could just feel like Matthias will just have some little, maybe, like, thing up his sleeve that just, like, gets him some business idea or something. Maybe.
What do you think about that, Matthias?
Maybe.
You agree?
I guess.
I've heard Brie say before she's going to marry rich, so
I won't be the rich one.
She might get rich by picking a rich man. Whether he's a good man is a different story. Yep, Brie is nodding along. She's like, yep. So if anyone out there listening is about 22 years old or a few years older, he's got a lot of money, feel free to hit up Brie. How good. Number two. Oh, this is a bit of a vibe change. Please don't say me right off the bat, Tyler. Who is most likely to go to jail? Oh.
Matthias.
Why Matthias?
I don't know.
I can see you go to jail, Tyler.
Me?
just kidding. That's such a mean thing to say to someone. Most likely going to get... Who do you think, Bree?
Noah for something stupid.
E.G.?
I don't know. You just accident... I feel like Noah could accidentally get himself in a bit of just like a silly situation.
Yeah.
Just it'd be like a one-nighter, like accidentally gets popped, but he'd be out the next morning kind of vibe.
I'm going overseas soon. I'm a little bit concerned when foreigners go overseas, every now and again, something dodgy gets slipped in their luggage and then they end up in prison. I hope that doesn't happen, but that could be me. Matthias, any thoughts?
No.
All right, who's most likely to become a checkout chick then?
Noah, 100%.
Myself.
Tyler. I was going to say Tyler. Mm-hmm. Can see that for you. Yep. But low-key, I'm somewhat eyeing up a checkout chick job next year.
Yep.
Anyone other than Noah or Tyler? Tyler, let's paper, scissors, rock for it. Oh, paper, scissors, rock. You win. You're the checkout chick.
Yep.
How good?
I'm too good. Too good.
How good? What's number four, Tyler?
Number four. Most likely to become TikTok famous.
Bree. Yeah, I was going to say Bree as well.
I'm actually going to go Noah. Like, Noah's just like, he's a bit of a charismatic guy. Like, he's
too
pretty
kind.
Crack up. And also, if you check the TikTok out, WHEAKO on TikTok. Noah's TikToks at the moment probably the most viewed.
Wow, there you are.
Yeah,
there's data to back it up. Can we argue with that? Who's most likely to get scammed buying something off Marketplace?
I want to say Brie.
How come?
Don't know. It's just
vibes.
That and it feels like something that would happen to you. No offense.
Is it because I'm a girl?
No.
Okay.
That would be six.
I was just making sure.
We actually better wrap up this segment here so we have time for one final segment. See us off, Tyler.
So, and that's most likely too. No hard feelings. Just a bit of banter and brutal truths. Tune in next time when we probably offend someone else. Yeah.
This takes us to, we've been building to this the whole episode, hopefully the best part, our final segment. We're going to call a couple of Brie and I's co-workers, maybe one, maybe two if we get there, and the young people are going to call them, Matthias or Tyler, and so they don't know them, they don't know their voices. We're going to throw them off a bit and see what happens. So shall we just get straight into this? Matthias, have you got your plan for this call? All right, I'm now diverting to another youth worker. He's not a co-worker, but he works for volunteers for an organisation we know. Let's give him a crack. His name's Seb. Now, he's a musician. Plays guitar, plays drums. Feel free to use that. His name's Seb.
Hello, Sebastian speaking.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Hey, how's it going? Hello.
Yo, what's up, Seb?
Hi, Seb.
Oh, Seb, it's Noah, it's Brie, it's a couple of young people. That was Matthias on the line. And Tyler, you're currently with us on a podcast episode.
Oh, hello. How is it how's it going, Noah?
We were trying to do prank calls, but unfortunately, I don't think we could get many words out.
I'm cracking up. I feel bad for Matthias. He was trying to prank you, but we were all just like laughing so much. Just the idea of a prank call. How fun is that? How's your day been, my friend?
Oh, it's been good. I've just gone out for coffee with a good friend of mine. Just actually about to head to a band practice.
So good.
How good's that, mate?
Have you ever been prank called before?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
How did that go?
Yes. Not good for them, mate. I'll tell you that for free. No.
Do you have any tips and tricks for our next prank calls?
Yeah.
I reckon put on like quite a hearty accent, I reckon.
A hearty
just
accent.
Just sort of like really rip it.
Can you give give us a hearty accent?
I don't think that would be a good idea. but I reckon what you want to do is just try to confuse them as much as possible.
Yeah, nice.
And you guys sort of like did it not with the accent but just with like the really sort of weird sort of tremble in your voice. I quite liked it.
Well done, Matthias.
I thought it was quite strange.
Yeah. Well done.
So, I reckon you guys have sort of sort of on the road to having that down pat, I reckon.
Oh, how good. Hey, thanks for playing along with us, Seb. We will catch another time, mate. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Catch you guys later.
See you, Seb. Bye. That was so funny. Man, that was so funny. Should we try another one?
Yep.
Who could we? Because we can. Yeah. Let's try another one. Yep. Let's try another one. Just thinking who.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Are you happy to give it a go, Tyler?
Yeah.
Well done, Matthias. We stitch up. We were all cracking up so much. That was just so funny.
Sorry.
Should we try not to laugh? If you're going to laugh, try and hide it so Tyler doesn't crack up too much. Yep. I'm going to call. Are you going to go with the, I won't expose your tactic. I think you've got a tactic. Mm-hmm. You're going to call a guy called Will.
Will, okay.
Do you need to know much about Will for this to work?
I don't think so, no.
Great.
Cool. He, again, another volunteer from another youth work organisation. He's a good lad. He likes fishing, if that helps anything.
Okay.
All right, let's give him a call.
Kia ora, Will McCoy speaking.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
William McClay.
William. Okay, why did you call me?
Oh, I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. I'm in the middle of fishing up here at the moment, and I just got a call.
Oh, apologies. No, I definitely didn't. I don't think I called.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Apologies. No, I just picked up. I saw a random number, and I was like, oh, I wonder who's calling.
Hello, William. You are live. Oh, well, not live. Pre-record on the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast. It's your mate Noah here. How are you, Will?
Hi, Noah.
Sup, Will?
Sup, right.
Will?
You got Bree here. Bree here, and that young person Tyler was seeking to give you a prank call. Are we confusion? And we also have Matthias here. Oh, that was a lot of fun for us. I don't know about for you, but we have been cracking our heads off.
Oh, brilliant. What the heck?
Too easy.
What was it, Tyler? You got me, Tyler. 100%.
Yeah. Thought so.
Tyler had you. What was going through your mind, Will?
I was just trying to figure out if I'd, like, managed to, like, call someone accidentally in my pocket.
Pocket dialing. Like,
how are they calling from a landline if they're out fishing?
Oh, 03 number. Yeah, it was funny.
Like, but, like, I wasn't suspicious enough to doubt it. I was just like, that's something I don't... That was odd, man.
That's too good. Well, next time someone calls you from an 03 number and they're fishing, you call them out, mate. You say, actually, you're not fishing right now. You're doing some other kind of fishy behaviour. Hey, thanks for playing along with us, Will. We appreciate that. We'll catch you another time.
All good. Catch you later. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Man, that is funny. That's a great new segment. Let us wrap up. If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako, that's WHEAKO on TikTok.
That's it. That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast and don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear us in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.